Union Pacific Railroad Police contacted us about a month or so ago and asked if we would be willing to conduct an operation with them. One had been done in 09 in the springtime, and so they were just coming back around and wanted to do that in reference to making everybody aware of the railroad crossings and safety around those crossings as far as enforcing violations that were observed there.
So is this something that is going to become an annual effort?
Yeah, well, I don't know that it'll be in the fall. The last one that was done was in the spring of 09, if I recall correctly. And so it's something that we're looking at as far as the indication that we got from the number of violations that we had indicates that we might ought to do it every 6 months or so to just conduct special operations like that to address that specific issue, as opposed to, you know, and then every day throughout the day whenever somebody sees a violation and can get to it, can enforce it then.
Give me a little sense of history, since I haven't been around but 6 months. Does Bryan PD respond to many train vehicle collisions?
No, not a whole lot of them. I mean, there's certainly a few that we have.
And what's your name again, man?
Probably, just rough guess, would be about one to two a year would be my estimation. So there's not a lot of them. However, we do have a lot of vehicle traffic here in town, and we have a significant amount number of trains that come through our area. Plus, the area that we chose to work, being there at Grosbeck in Maine, I mean, you got two railroad tracks that are run parallel to each other at a short distance in between. So you get a lot of train traffic that comes up and down those tracks right there, because you've got it coming in from the west and turning south, as well as coming in from the north there.
Obviously, the bullet points that John sent in the news release, for those who do pay attention, you kind of shake your head why people would try, especially to beat trains at crossings.
Sure, yeah. That doesn't take a lot of thought to apply there to realize who's going to come out on the losing end of that. But the main thing, I guess one of the big things that we had was people stopping on the tracks. And that doesn't mean that your tires have to be on the tracks. Your vehicle, if it overhangs the tracks, or a trailer or anything like that that you're pulling overhangs the tracks, then you're in violation. And the reason for that law is because if your vehicle happens to stall out at that point in time and you can't get it pushed, well, then you're in a bad situation, not only for your vehicle or anybody, the safety of anybody in your vehicle, but if a train hits that and for whatever reason it causes a derailment, how many more people have you put in jeopardy at that point? So,
particularly if some of those railroad cars are handling hazardous materials.
That's correct.
And you bring up the derailment too, just the sheer weight of boxcars, even if they're empty, can cause multiple problems.
That's right. And in close proximity to our roadways, major roadways that we have, if those pile up in the road, you know, there's a good chance that there's going to be other drivers operating their vehicles on those roadways that may be injured due to the if there was a derailment.
Just looking at the statistics of what happened, 32 citations for stopping on the tracks and a $300 fine. I don't know many people who can afford that just out of their pocket.
No, it's a pretty stiff penalty. It's made to gain compliance. We don't set the amount on the fines, of course, but that's what they're for, is to gain compliance. And I guess, you know, the more serious the violation, much like going past the school bus with the red lights on. I believe that's a $500 fine.
And now's the other thing I was going to ask you, you've done the enforcement for a few hours at railroad crossings. I'm guessing somewhere down the line you're going to be riding some school buses too, for the same reason.
Yes, sir. We've had one operation already this year in reference to that, and we will be going back to that. We're just trying to let school get settled in a little bit. And, of course, we continue to work very heavily our school zones, mornings and afternoons, trying to keep the kids safe. You can look forward to another operation coming through with the school buses involved and picking up and letting off the kids. And we'll be enforcing those. And as long as the roadway's not divided between the direction you're going and the direction that the school bus is going, say you're across the street like on Williams O'Brien, and you meet one and you don't have the parks not between you, then you have to stop. You have to stop. I mean, that's real basic. It's something that we all probably had a question on when we got our driver's license. So, you know, it's just one of those things that I think a lot of people take for granted, or else they just don't pay attention, and they're in such a hurry.
Anything else while I've got you on the line that listeners need to be reminded about, or anything that could be of assistance to you all, as well as to those who are in buses and those trying to get trains through town?
Well, I think the main thing that we all need to remember is that there's really not that much that's worth being in that big of a hurry. You know, an extra couple of minutes, maybe, that you save, and that's a maybe, is really not worth some of the risk that you take to save those couple of minutes, whether it be the risk of getting a citation and costing a couple of $100, or whether it's the risk of running over a child who was, you know, darted out into the street after a ball. The risks just don't, you know, outweigh the time that you save. Or the risks outweigh the time that you saved, I'm sorry, in reference to that. And you just, you know, what's the point? If we'd all slow down and just, you know, be a little less antsy to get where we're going and in a little less hurry, I think that we'd probably all get along a little better and we'd have a lot less accidents around town.
And fewer enforcement campaigns and more money in your pocket.
That's exactly right.